This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Prized rose bushes in North Texas are at risk from an infection called rose rosette. The disease is incurable and has already cost Southlake about $500,000. Steve Huddleston is the senior horticulturist for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and he's here to explain. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you, Justin.
First off, what is rose rosette?
Rose rosette is a disease caused by a virus. It is spread by this mite, and the mite feeds on infected rose bushes, and then he transmits the virus to healthy rose bushes. And if he doesn't crawl there himself, he can be borne along by the wind. So it is a wind-borne disease, but it is carried on the mite.
And it's specifically aimed at rose bushes. It can't affect other types of plants.
Exactly. This disease is host-specific. It affects only rose bushes.
Now, I've heard that one of the symptoms of rose rosette was that it grows so many thorns, you can't even see the stem.
That is true, yes.
Is that a mutation? That just, it sounds so abnormal.
Yes, it is. This disease really causes a mutation of growth. There are several symptoms. Elongated shoots, for one, red or yellow leaf model, leaf distortion, excessive thorniness or prickles on the stems. A succulent, sometimes thickened stems, witch's brooms, which is a collection of distorted branches that emanate from one particular point, and it looks like a broom or a rosette, hence the name rose rosette. Red, often puckered foliage. Those are just some of the symptoms.
Is rose rosette something new to Texas?
Well, it's been here for a good 2 or 3, maybe 4 years. It was first recognized in the Rocky Mountains back in the early 40s, but it has taken that long for it to come to the Metroplex, and it is here in full force. It's been in Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, even Missouri. These mites are having a field day because of all the roses that we have planted in the Metroplex.
Southlake had to pull up 5,000 rose bushes. The Dallas Arboretum is also fighting the disease. How has it affected the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We've had to pull up a number of roses over the past 2 years. We have several rose gardens. We have had to remove roses from the Oval Rose Garden, from the Lower Rose Garden, and now from the Ramp. And we've had to replace those with either other roses or, as in the case of the Ramp most recently, we've used periwinkles.
We've heard mostly about the toll at public places. What should someone with a couple of rose bushes in the backyard look for? And is there any way to protect against it?
Well, there's no guarantee. There's no way to protect. All roses are susceptible to this disease. You can look for the symptoms that we've already discussed, and if you see those symptoms on the rose bush, you should remove it immediately. There is no cure for this disease, so what we encourage people to do is to take a large bag, perhaps one of those lawn bags, put that over the bush so you're covering the roses, and then you dig up the rose bush, roots and all, and get rid of it. Throw it in the trash. Don't compost it. Send it to the landfill.
Steve Huddleston is a senior horticulturist for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Justin.